What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Now to cyber fart bullying.
Yeah, talk to me.
A Welsh woman was fined and hit with a restraining order for sending her boyfriend's ex-partner a series of videos of herself farting as part of a bizarre harassment campaign.
Right in the butt?
I find that hilarious.
Her name is Rhiannon Evans. She is only 25 years old.
Yeah, and she's a farter.
She pestered her beau's ex, whose name is Deborah, with multiple videos of herself laughing while cutting the cheese directly into the camera.
I'm sorry, that's amazing.
It is amazing. Why is this the first of its kind?
If you want to know if it's true love...
I feel like Suk would have invented this.
Yeah, this is fantastic. The idea that your woman's like, yeah, your ex is a real bitch, check this out. And she just farts at her?
And she's laughing while doing it?
I'm sorry. It's petty, but it's hilarious. And we all know it's hilarious.
Well, the prosecutor, Diane Williams...
He did not.
...did not think that it was that great.
You can get in trouble for that?
Oh, yeah. She got in charge.
She said, you get in trouble for sending a fart?
It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout. She found it hilarious.
It was malicious.
The victim did not.
Fecal distribution.
That's right.
Who knew farting?
Fecal distribution.
So if I send you a video of me just farting, I'm not nude or anything, I'm just farting, that's... It'd be one thing if it was a close-up of, like, you know, it's like a fisheye view of it, but come on.
Oh, no.
We need to grow up a little bit here.
Evans sent the videos of the sickening squeakers over the course of the Christmas holiday, with other footage being sent on Boxing Day and New Year's Eve. The impetus for the harassment is a child contact dispute between Evans' partner and Miss Deborah.
No. Yeah, there's nothing that says we can figure out how to take care of our kid like farting at the exes.
Right. Evans' lawyers argued that their glassy client, gassy client, excuse me, was drunk at the time. She sent the taunting toot tapes and that she suffered from mental health problems. No way.
Why do we have to make excuses? Why can't it just be, I find this hilarious? I don't get how that's illegal.
I think they're saying, well, it's not really her fault.
You know,
she didn't know what she was doing. She's crazy. Her lawyer also claimed that Evans did not know sending the videos was a criminal offense and wondered why the woman receiving the unwanted messages simply did not block her phone number.
Yeah, exactly.
However, the winds did not break in her favor. The court.
Is this a post, by the way? This is genius writing.
It's New York.
I mean, listen.
Yeah, it's New York Post.
It can be pretty lowbrow, but their descriptors and alliteration here with all the fart stuff, pretty top-notch.
Look, there is no better website for our show right now than the New York Post.
It's like 60% of the links
great
that I send
things.
You.
They just have all kinds of stuff on
They're doing
there.
Great work, including cyber fart bullying.
That's right.
Now, what happens... Now, if we ever get to the point, like on the PlayStation, where you can add smell, now I get why that's bullying. Like, you open up your phone, and someone's like, and then the smell accompanies it? That's bullying. But this, I appeal this conviction if you are. This is malicious fecal distribution. I kind of want to send a fart video right now to somebody.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
She pleaded guilty
really?
To pursuing a course of conduct amounting to harassment. She was given 15 rehabilitation sessions, 60 days of alcohol abstinence monitoring, and a two-year restraining order for
you can't
that.
Just say, I'm sorry, you have to quit booze for 2 months?
How great is it? Like, you're in counseling, and they're like, what are you in for? Farting.
They're like, are you sorry yet? And you're like, yeah, it's my 12th session out of 15. I was sorry at the first one. Like, what else do you want?
I know. Jeez.
Can't do it.
No.
I'm sorry I was drunk. I shouldn't have. Can that just be the end of it?
No. Apparently not.
Not there.
You have to learn
the only,
a lesson.
The only thing that I was thinking of, like, revenge exes being petty and awful to one another.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I can think of that kind of rivals that is, do you remember the story of the dude? And I can't remember if it was the guy or the girl. I think it was the woman who got the guy, but it may be the other way around. Mm-hmm. Where they split up and got a divorce. She went and bought a house.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Or maybe he bought the house?
The story is, it was a rich guy and his wife divorced him and she got the house in the settlement. So he bought the house next door, and the best part of the house that he had to give up, it had this stellar view of the water. I think it was in like Malibu. So he bought the house next door, and right in front of her view, he erected a giant metal statue of a middle finger. So every time she looked out the window at her $1 million view, it was just a big metal bird.
I heard one that was like, kind of random, but like I guess it would be consistent. And like this dude whose wife left him and then married somebody else, when she got remarried, he sent the wedding present of a lifetime subscription to TV Guide magazine, and it comes every month as a reminder of him. He's like, I just want you to think about me in your marriage every month, like when you get this thing in the mail. And that was his thing.
I love pettiness.
30 years she kept getting the TV Guide every month. Ah, damn it, that guy again.
I don't want to be petty, but God, sometimes it's hilarious.
You have the middle finger monument.
Yeah.
That's in Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah, and it's really something.
It's the ultimate F you.
And I think it made her so mad that I think she tried to take that along. Like, look at this.
Yeah, she sued.
Yes, because she was like, dude, that look at that thing. It's enormous, and it's way up in the air, and it's lit up, and it's just him flipping her off.
I just love.
I'm sorry.
I love that he got divorced, and they're like, are you moving far away from your ex? Nope, moving next door. Why? So I can erect this middle finger. I mean, if you had to give up your, like, super nice house, isn't that the best revenge is to move next door to the woman that hates you? And then just have a series. I would just have a series of hots. You know, it just a series of hots stroll through there on a regular basis. Oh, it's good times.
It's at the top of like it's this, I don't know, like think of a ski lift pole.
Yeah.
It's that high. She cannot miss.
No.
Every time she wants to look out her window.
You can't enjoy that house anymore.
You really can't. And it's still there.
Still there.
Apparently.
Yeah, she sued and the judge
was
like,
no.
Yeah, the judge was like, no. And he's like, it's his property. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. It's like the guy that wouldn't sell to Trump and then wrote like F-U on the barn.
How about, on that note, did you see the guy who, Buckley showed me this one the other day. He's in, where is that guy? Pakistan, I think? Where he said no to, they wanted to buy his house, mm-hmm. to buy him out.
Oh, so they could build this is China, I think.
So they could build a freeway?
This is in China.
He said no.
Oh, they built around it.
They built around it, and it is so good.
Yeah, I've
China.
Seen it.
They totally hosed him.
Yes. He is stuck. I mean,
he has to, like, go through a tunnel to get out his front door.
Yeah, his house is worthless now.
Dude, you got to read
He could never sell it. I've seen that before.
Have you seen the photos of it?
If it's the same one. Yeah.
Dude.
He has to go through a tunnel.
It's like cars just humming by his house at all times, and it's down below the freeway.
Should have sold.
And they have to walk under the... They have to walk through like a tunnel to get to his house.
Should have sold. Sometimes you fight the man and the man wins.
He says he does regret not having accepted the package in the first place.
Yeah, he ended up saying like, I feel like I gambled and lost. Yeah, dude, I would say so.
You sure as hell did. All right, here's Buck with SportsCenter.